When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Skims or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and great marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. It's home of Shop Pay, the number one checkout in the world. You can use it to boost conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going through to checkout. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Allbirds uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/income, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/income to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/income.
Well, this is Dr. Grande. Today, I will analyze the case of Liam Thoman. First, I'll look at the background of this case, move to the timeline of the incident, then offer my analysis. Liam Gabriel Thoman was born on July 30, 2002, and was raised in Whitby, Canada. This is 35 miles northeast of Toronto. His father's name is Chris, and his mother's name is Kathleen. It appears as though Liam's parents separated because Chris is married to a woman named Lara, who is referred to as Liam's stepmother. Liam graduated from Niagara College in the spring of 2024 with a degree in electrical and electronics engineering. He found work at a resort in Balsam Lake, Ontario, Canada, 57 miles north of Whitby. Now moving to the timeline of the incident. On Friday, January 31, 2025, Liam Thoman and his friends Colin Lemmings and Kyle Warnock departed Whitby and drove to the Tremblant Ski Resort in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, Canada. This is 349 miles northeast of Whitby. The drive takes about 5.5 hours. The village of Mont-Tremblant is in a wealthy, predominantly French-speaking area. It contains shops, bars, restaurants, and hotels. The mountain, which has an elevation of 2,871 feet, is a very popular ski destination visited by 2.5 million people each year. Liam and his two friends planned on spending 4 days at the resort. They checked into the Tour de Voyageurs 2 hotel, which is in the southern part of the village, just north of the parking lots. On the next day, Saturday, February 1, 2025, they went skiing on the mountain. Later that day, the three men had pizza, then went to a bar called Lucille's and consumed a few drinks. At around 11:30 p.m., Colin returned to the hotel room and went to sleep, as Liam and Kyle continued their night at a bar called Le Petit Caribou. In the crowd, Liam and Kyle became separated. At 2:19 a.m., now on Sunday, February 2, 2025, as the bar started to clear out, Kyle texted Liam, but there was no response. After this, Kyle returned to the hotel alone. When he and Colin woke up the next morning, at around 8 a.m., they noticed that Liam was not in their hotel room. They tried to reach him by phone without success. The men assumed that Liam must have met someone the night before, and he was with that person. Kyle and Colin went skiing. Throughout the day, they continued sending messages to Liam, but he did not respond. At about 4 p.m., they returned to their hotel room. Liam was still not there. Their level of concern became more pronounced. At around 5:50 p.m., they contacted Liam's stepbrother, Ryan, who in turn contacted Liam's father, Chris. Colin filed a missing person report in the village, and the police started searching for Liam. Using video surveillance and other sources, they were able to reconstruct Liam's movements leading up to his disappearance. Here's what the authorities came up with. On Sunday, February 2, 2025, at 2:31 a.m., while Liam was in the Le Petit Caribou bar, a man approached him. The police were able to identify this man as the manager of a nearby bar who was at this bar with friends. When the man was interviewed later, he implied that Liam approached women to speak with them. The man advised Liam that these women had husbands, fiancés, boyfriends, and children, and said, "If you're looking for girls to hook up with, this isn't the place to find it." According to the man, Liam was cool about it. There were no hard feelings, and the men even chatted for a while. When the man and his friends left, Liam was still in the bar. Not long after 3 a.m., Liam finished a beer and grabbed an empty glass off the bar in a playful manner. A bouncer grabbed him by the back of the neck and escorted him out of the establishment. Exactly what Liam allegedly did that was so offensive has never been revealed, but throwing him out of the bar seems like a pretty drastic move. It implies that Liam did something more disruptive than simply grabbing an empty glass off the bar. Now outside, Liam found himself in a very cold environment. It was negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit that night. Liam tried to text Kyle, but mistakenly sent the message to his father, Chris. He wrote, "Yo, meet me outside." Apparently, Liam incorrectly believed that Kyle was still in the bar, but Kyle was actually back in the hotel room with Colin. At 3:17 a.m., Liam was captured on video surveillance walking alone. His phone was pressed up against his ear. He called Kyle, but Kyle did not answer because he was asleep. After this, Liam put the phone in his pocket and continued walking toward his hotel. The distance between the bar and the hotel was only 565 feet. The hotel would have been visible in the distance to Liam after he walked about 200 feet away from the bar. At 3:19 a.m., Liam stopped and talked to two men who were standing just outside the frame of the camera. He pointed toward his hotel before walking in that direction. Liam was headed for the back entrance of the hotel. The police were able to identify the two men. One did not remember having any interaction with Liam. The other man only had a limited recollection. He said that Liam called out to them from behind. He did not remember what Liam wanted, but had a sense it was nothing important. He said, "If there had been an emergency at that time, and I could have seen that he needed a favor, I know I would have helped him, obviously." Even though Liam had walked toward his hotel after interacting with the two men, he did not enter the building. The last place he was definitely captured on camera was a few feet away from the hotel. A shadow was also captured on camera about 700 feet to the south. This may have been Liam, but there's no way to know for sure. If it was him, this means he was probably headed toward the condominiums to the southeast of the village. The police conducted an extensive 12-day search of the village, the mountain, and the surrounding areas. They even used a helicopter fitted with an infrared scanner, but there was no sign of Liam. His cell phone was active until 6:24 p.m. on Sunday, 15 hours after his disappearance. The location of the phone was shown as near the hotel. Liam never used the phone again, and the phone was never recovered. He never logged on to any of his social media accounts, and he never accessed his bank account. There is no evidence that Liam is alive. The police mentioned that there was a mysterious white car driving in the area around the time of Liam's disappearance, but they were never able to identify the vehicle. 7 weeks after Liam disappeared, his wallet was found in one of the parking lots in the melting snow. Inside the wallet, the authorities found his driver's license, his debit card, and the key card for the hotel where he had been staying. According to his father, Liam had cash in the wallet that was missing. At the time I'm making this video, Liam Thoman is still missing, and there is a $50,000 reward for information about his disappearance. Now moving to my analysis. Liam's family members believe that Liam met with foul play, and they have rejected any suggestion that Liam chose to disappear. This is pretty common in cases of missing young adults. Family members often reject any type of non-criminal explanation. Liam's father, Chris, said, quote, "Somebody else was involved. It could have been an accident. It could have been something that escalated. Liam is not where he wants to be. We feel in our heart that there's somebody else involved," unquote. Chris was not happy with people theorizing that Liam became lost walking to the hotel and died from exposure, saying, quote, "We've tried to halt all the theories that he couldn't get back to his hotel," unquote. Family members have indicated that Liam did not have any type of secret life or mental health difficulties. For instance, his father said he was not depressed and was in a great state of mind. The police indicated they have not concluded foul play was involved, but all hypotheses were being explored. It sounds like the police aren't really buying the idea that Liam was the victim of a crime. Arguably, there are only three major theories about what could have happened to Liam. He died by accident, perhaps becoming lost or otherwise wandering into the wilderness and dying from exposure. Liam was abducted or killed by one or more criminal offenders, or Liam left the village of his own volition to start a new life. There is no evidence to support the last theory, so I will disregard that one and focus on the others: accidental, misadventure, and criminal involvement. Having reduced the problem to just these two theories, we know that if one theory is not true, the other one must be. With this in mind, let's take a look at the evidence both for and against the idea that Liam died by accident, starting with the factors that support this theory. When Liam disappeared, he was in a relatively safe area that was not typically targeted by criminals. There would have been no reason for criminals to believe that Liam had anything of extraordinary value on his person. He was just another tourist in a small village next to a mountain. There is no reason to believe that Liam had made plans to meet with somebody in the village, for instance, at the condominiums near where the shadow was spotted on video. Liam was kicked out of the bar, which means the bar decided when he left. If he had plans to meet someone, Liam would have left on his own. When he was outside, he only tried to contact his friend Kyle, no one else. It's possible that Liam was intoxicated when he was kicked out of the bar, which would affect his ability to navigate the village. Liam did make it all the way back to his hotel, based on video surveillance and the location of his phone, but he did stop to talk with two men. Maybe Liam was uncertain about his location. He was right next to the hotel, but still disoriented, like he didn't understand that he had made it to his destination. It was negative 22 degrees Fahrenheit outside when Liam was walking around the village. At that temperature, frostbite can develop in under 15 minutes. There were areas around the village where a person could easily disappear, like forested regions, a lake, a swamp, and a mountain. Now moving to the factors that contradict the theory that Liam died by accident. Liam's intoxication could have left him disoriented, but it could have also made him antagonistic. He was warned by a man after approaching women, and he was kicked out of the bar. Maybe, as Liam was walking through the village, he behaved badly again and aggravated the wrong person. Liam's wallet was found in a village parking lot. How did his wallet become separated from him? There is no reason that a person who was lost would leave their wallet behind. Maybe another person removed his wallet. This would also explain the missing cash, if in fact Liam had cash in his wallet originally. Where did Liam's phone go? When it last pinged, it was near the hotel. The police thoroughly searched around the hotel, but didn't find it. Did someone remove the phone from the area? A mysterious white car was captured on video in the area. What was it doing there? Did the driver have any legitimate reason to be in the area? Perhaps Liam was in that vehicle, and this is why he was never found. There is no reason that Liam would have deliberately wandered away from the village. If he found himself lost or disoriented, he could have easily accessed assistance. He had a cell phone, and there were several hotels in the village he could have entered. It was very cold outside, but there were no weather conditions that would have obscured Liam's view, like a snowstorm. Navigation should have been straightforward and well within his capabilities, even if he was intoxicated. When considering all the available evidence in this case, do I believe that Liam Thoman died by accident? In my opinion, I believe it is more likely he died by accident than from foul play. I would put the probability at something like 80% accident and 20% criminal behavior. There have been quite a few cases over the years where a person went missing and many people thought it was foul play. Yet later, when the body was found, it was clear that no criminal behavior was involved. The best examples of this are those cases where someone drove a car into a body of water. Now, Liam did not have a vehicle, but he still could have ended up in the water. The surfaces of local bodies of water would have been frozen at the time of his disappearance, but the ice thickness can vary, and it is unpredictable. What do I think happened in this case? This is just a theory, my opinion. When Liam was kicked out of the bar, he was intoxicated. He made it back to his hotel, but then, for some reason, decided to keep walking. Maybe he did not want the night to end. Perhaps he was just exploring the area. There's no way to know for certain. Ultimately, Liam died from accidental misadventure in an area where his body cannot easily be found. There are many possibilities under this category of accident. For example, falling through the ice into a body of water, slipping into a ravine and being covered with snow, or dying from exposure in a heavily wooded area. Now moving to my final thoughts. There are several lessons that can be learned from this case. For example, it might not be a great idea to kick a customer out of a bar when it's negative 22 degrees outside. A better idea would be to ensure the customer safely makes it back to his hotel. When on a trip with friends, if one friend inexplicably disappears and does not respond to calls and messages, reacting immediately is better than waiting. The police said that if they had found out earlier that Liam was missing, they would have had a better chance of finding him by tracking his cell phone. And it is unwise for groups to separate in unfamiliar surroundings. These young men may have been in their home country of Canada, but they were still functionally strangers in a strange land. There is safety in numbers, but these young men discarded that advantage. This case serves as a reminder not to underestimate the danger of the great outdoors. Even in nature's splendor, death awaits quietly in the shadows, always prepared to strike. Beauty and danger often walk side by side. Those are my thoughts in the case of Liam Thoman. Thank you so much for watching. I'll talk to you soon.